Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta have it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
How people live their lives as a result of the story they believe about themselves. You live in a dominant culture that is designed to destroy your sense of self and your belief in yourself, and you have to learn ways in which you can begin to connect with this power that you have within yourself to handle where you are. The key is to be constantly in a perpetual process of discovering the truth of who you are and fighting constantly to look for ways in which you can escape the inner conversation.
Wherever you are right now, it's just temporary, young people. You ain't gonna get here without an effort. You just gotta try. I failed more times than anybody in here. I promise you I have.
You have to understand, if you don't execute on the plan, if you don't get up in the morning when you're feeling tired, scared, if you don't execute, you're not just cheating yourself, dude. You're cheating your family. You're cheating your employees. You're cheating your team. Whatever you're a part of, it's bigger than you, man.
What is faith? What is fear? See, faith and fear, they're both made up. No one knows the future. They're both your imagination, whether you have faith or fear. The only difference is fear is imagination undirected. So it's like weeds. Fear grows automatically. Faith is you decide to trust and keep moving forward, trusting life is happening for you, not to you. And if you keep going, it will open.
What do you do when 1,000 other people want exactly what you want? What if you're not the only one that wants what you want? What if there are thousands of other people who want what you want? You have to outwork them.
Treat yourself like you're someone responsible for helping. And that doesn't mean be good to yourself. It doesn't mean be nice to yourself. It doesn't mean give yourself an easy life. That isn't actually what you do to people if you care for them. You actually present them with something like an optimal challenge. First of all, assume that you're worth taking care of and that it's your responsibility to do so, even if you don't like yourself very much. And lots of people don't, and they have their reasons. You have to abandon all that. Treat yourself like you're someone you're responsible for helping.
The problem that most of us have is we think that we're all alone. We think that we're the only ones going through all this stuff. I thought it. Your vision becomes very narrowed. And what happened to me was, all I did was I peeled back. I peeled back and I was able to get on top of a mountaintop in my head. And when you're high on that mountain, you have a great vantage point. And I was able to look down at the world. And all of us are jacked up. Some of us hide it better than others, but we're all jacked up. And once you realize that, you know, you got to come out of your shell. You got to accept who you are. You got to accept the demons that life gave you. Whatever gave them to you, you got to accept that. You got to be able to look them in the mirror, look them in the eye, and say, okay, I'm going to start fixing these things. But if you think that you're by yourself, the reality of your life becomes very, very horrible. And you're not. We are all jacked up. And once you realize that, man, it's like whatever. You don't even look at the crowd anymore. You look at your own race, you do your own race, you do your own thing, and you finally find out who you're supposed to be in this life.
Every visionary was initially called crazy before they were revered. The very nature of disrupting your industry and disrupting a very bored and exhausted and hate-filled world means there will be people who will throw rocks at you. Take the rocks your haters throw at you and build them into monuments of mastery that are a testimony to humanity.
They print money, they don't print time. They don't print opportunities. You can lose money and get it back. You can't get time back. You can't get experiences back. Average people focus on money. The greats focus on time.
And that was the most important thing for me, is to leave no stone unturned, get better every single day. And if I lived that way, then over time, you know, I'd have something that was beautiful. But that was my philosophy. It seems like a pretty simple one, but you know, if you live your life to just get better every single day, and do that for 20 years, I mean, what do you have?
See, when you begin to understand and acknowledge your fear, and you go forth anyhow, you go forth in a spirit and a knowing that there's a way that you can begin to handle this. There's a way. Out here somewhere, there's a solution. What it is that you're seeking, that you have the capacity to whatever comes up, to handle it, to face it. And rather than feeling powerless, you begin to feel powerful. But there are few people who have decided within themselves, I'm going to make it. Some people aren't waiting to be cut. Some people are moving on their own because they feel within themselves, I've got what it takes to make it.
Most of us are only 1 to 10% away from greatness. But we think we're so far away from it that we never try. And once I started going down this journey, I started realizing that, and those percents started to add up. And before I knew it, my mind started hardening, and I started passing so many different people that I thought were so far above me. And then before I knew it, man, I became a common amongst the uncommon.
Don't ever again, from this day forward, when you're learning something that's valuable, when you're making a decision of something you're gonna do, when you set a goal, in that moment, you gotta do something that commits you to follow through later on. Because if you act on it while you're in state, and you commit to something, and you do something that commits you later on, you'll keep the momentum. Because if you keep changing, you'll find the way.
There's always good reasons for...
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Not doing what you should. That's for sure. The reasons pile up day after day to not do what you should, especially because you're aiming at things in the future. You can put them off indefinitely, right? Because of the demands of the day. When you leave somewhere terrible, do not look back. There's no nostalgia. That's the letting the dead parts of yourself go. And then if you're going to follow the good, there's no excuse not to do it. And it means no excuse whatsoever under any circumstances. And then it's taken even farther with regards to familial relationships. It is, you can't even let them stand in your way. And I think that's all true. Like, there's no excuse whatsoever for not getting at what it is that you should be doing.
What permission do you need? And I'm here to give you that permission. I'm here to tell you to give yourself that permission. I'm here to tell you to take the pen back and start rewriting that story. So what if you were beaten? So what if you were mentally and emotionally abused? Those are all superpowers now, because you are the type of person that went through that and came out the other side a stronger person. You have more resiliency, you are more resourceful than people that have not gone and suffered through adversity and abuse. That's the reality. We are more resilient. We are more emotionally strong, mentally tough, and we can deal with so much, but we have to first let go of the mental crippling crutch that we carry, which is this victim mindhood.
I'm gonna tell you when your life's gonna change. When you truly get fed up and you say enough is enough. When you stop going back to the things that broke you. When you stop giving people titles in your life they don't deserve. When you stop chasing after people that don't want to be in your life. I'm gonna be straight up with you. Stop holding on to things that you need to let go of.
I suggest to you that if you are facing a challenge, don't stop. Stay busy, work your plan. Continue to do those things that you know that work for you after you have evaluated yourself in the situation. Continue to move, stay busy, stay busy, stay busy. Expect things to get better for you because they are. See, life is cyclic. You're not, whatever experience you're having right now, it has not come to stay. It has come to pass. not to stay, just to pass. It's just going through. The biggest challenge is to know what's happening. This is a part of this thing we call life. This too shall pass. And maintaining perspective, putting it in perspective.
Most people are so afraid to fail that they come up with this whole story that it's worse than it is. And of course, when you make it worse than it is, it overwhelms you. And now you won't begin. I've tried, I've tried everything. If you tried everything, you'd have what you want.
It's about facing your fears. It takes discipline to face your fears so you can conquer them. And that's what discipline is. Discipline means taking the hard road, the uphill road, to do what's right for yourself and for other people.
A victim consciousness is when we allow something in our outer environment to control the way we feel and think. Something in my outer environment, some person or some condition, is controlling the way I think and feel. Now, that's not the truth. That's just a response, right? So anything that controls our thoughts and feelings causes us to be victim to those things. And the stronger the emotion we feel to some circumstance in our life, the more we pay attention to it. And where we place our attention is where we place our energy. So we're giving our life force, we're giving our power away to that circumstance.
Responsibility, that's what gives life meaning. It's like lift a load. Then you can tolerate yourself, right? Because look at, you're useless, easily hurt, easily killed. Why should you have any self-respect? Pick something up and carry it. Make it heavy enough so that you can think, useless as I am, at least I could move that from there to there.
The aha moment is the door that opens. But your new life does not begin unless you can step through the door. Most people, when you have an aha moment and the door to your new life opens up, instead of going, I got this, let's go, and high-fiving yourself to step forward, most of us go, I don't know if I'm worth it. I don't know if right now is the right time to do this. I don't think I'm good enough. I failed so many times, I can't go through that door. That there is somewhere in your life that you know what you want. You can feel it pulling you. And you are actively arguing against it. You're bringing yourself down. You're beating yourself out.
See, when it's hard, there's a struggle. See, what you become in the process is more important than the dream. That's far more important. The kind of person you become, the character that you build, the courage that you develop, the faith that you're manifesting. Oh, it's just something that you get up in the morning, you look yourself in the mirror, you're a different kind of person. You walk with a different kind of spirit. People know that you know what life is, that you have embraced life. You knew it was hard, but you did it hard.
That those minutes and those hours, they turn into weeks and months and years. And holding the line in those critical minutes will put you in an infinitely better place, physically and mentally, if you maintain the discipline. So work through the weakness, fight through the temptation, hold the line. Hold the line, maintain the discipline. It is not easy, but it is worth it. Because, yes, because discipline equals freedom.
Apparently, the stress and the worries and the fear, it arises somewhere. And that somewhere is individually, always inside one self. And this is that paradox part sometimes about this world, that you know when you are sad, the sadness sits inside of you. When you worry about something, it's your worry. You worry. But nevertheless, we try to fix this issue. We try to look for the solution. Yeah, not inside of you, you try to find it out there.
If you are completely obsessed and totally focused, if you're taking massive action and getting better and better at executing, there's only one more thing you need to get whatever you want, and that's grace. Some call it luck, some call it grace, you might call it God, but there's no question in my life that grace is there. It's those things that show up that to guide you when you've done the first two steps and your intent is something larger than just yourself.
And so as you begin to look at where you want to go, beginning to embrace that, it's possible. I'm blessed and highly favored. I've got a lot going for me. I've got some good stuff in me. And it's possible that I can bring my greatness out here in the universe. That I can do what I want to do. It's possible I can write my own book. I can have my own business. I can take the trip and travel around the world. It's possible. I can bounce back from adversity and reinvent my life. It's possible. Regardless of where I am, the things can get better for me. It's possible.
What you say to yourself matters. And we understand that from a common sense perspective. But somewhere along the line, we have all stopped saying, you're going to make it. You got this. And we've started saying, you're a piece of shit. You're not good enough. Why even bother? And when you start your day by saying, I look terrible. I screwed up again yesterday. I hate my life. That's not going to motivate you to change it. And so your sense of feeling like the effort is worth it begins and ends with how encouraging, supportive, and kind you are to yourself.
We're hypnotized. We're conditioned into believing we need a reason for gratitude or joy. And until I get that, I'm this. If you have the thought of your future and you feel the lack that it's not there, then you're back to the victim, right? But if you can have the thought, and the thought actually produces, just like fear, the thought of something terrible happening in your life creates the feeling of fear, the thought of something wonderful in your life creating the feeling of gratitude. Then when you think about your future, you begin to emotionally condition your body into that future. Now here's the payoff. Thoughts are the electrical charge in the quantum field, and feelings are the magnetic charge in the quantum field. And how you think and how you feel broadcasts information and energy into the field. Question is, what are you broadcasting every single day?
People are so not present. They're not communicating clearly. They're making mistakes. They're not pursuing mastery. It's costing so much energy. It's like they will tell you, like, I'm not paid enough. I'm not getting a lot from the world. I'm not very successful. No one applauds me. I don't have a nice home. I don't have a nice whatever. But they're not looking in the mirror, and I call it APR, absolute personal responsibility. Stop lying to yourself. Take a good hard look at your mindset, heart set, health set, and soul set. You're creating it.
And that is what the law of thinking is. When you learn how it works, miracles happen. What you think and what you believe, it's what will come true for you. Your thoughts create your life. It's that simple. And when we can get that, we can make enormous changes.
You see, you are what you are and where you are because of what's gone into your mind. You can change what you are, you can change where you are by changing what goes into your mind. 98% of the people in our Western civilization have a picture of themselves which is so narrow and so shallow that it literally bears no resemblance to the real person who is there. So many people have been told so many times what they cannot do that they have no idea what they can do. They have no idea what they want in life because they have no idea what is available to them. The picture they have of themselves will not permit themselves to see some of the magnificent things that are available.
I've looked in the mirror every morning and asked myself, if today were the last day of my life, would I want to do what I am about to do today? And whenever the answer has been no for too many days in a row, I know I need to change something.
I don't know what your future is, but if you are willing to take the harder way, the more complicated one, the one with more failures at first than successes, the one that has ultimately proven to have more meaning, more victory, more glory, then you will not regret it. Whatever you choose for a career path, remember the struggles along the way are only meant to shape you for your purpose.
To find your way in life is not an external search, it's an internal search. Because God equipped you the moment he gave birth to you. God equipped you at birth with what you needed. He gave all of you a gift, all of you. Every last one of you, you're gifted. God never created a soul without giving them a gift. All of you sitting in here were given a gift at birth. He put it inside you. You ain't got to look under the ocean. It ain't on a mountain. It ain't under no rocks. He gave you a gift. It is the thing that you do the absolute best with the least amount of effort. That's your God-given gift. That's the thing you should pursue. The scripture says your gift will make room for you and put you in the presence of important men. That's what your gift will do for you.
There's a purpose to your pain. There's a reason why you have had to endure. You may not see it now, you may not feel it right now, but there is a purpose in our pain. Sometimes the reason why we've been given these problems, these painful moments, is because there was a preparation that is needed. We must go through the healing, we must go through the revealing that all these problems, all these trials, all of this pain has caused you so that you can become an elevated version of you.
If you break, the fight isn't over. In fact, if you break, the fight is just beginning. And as you crawl up and out of that dismal and wretched place, as you rise above what you were, and as you take the form of who you are supposed to be, you will see that in the very act of standing up, in the very act of fighting on, you will become and you will remain unbroken.
If you look deep in your heart, your joy, like the more joy you can hold, comes from the amount of sorrow that has been your burden. And so the ego and our scared selves judge tragedy, or maybe it's not tragedy, maybe it's adversity, as bad, and let us rush away from it. Do not run away from your suffering. Befriend it, appreciate it, embrace it, for there your joy lives. And for there your joy lies. And that's why the greatest amongst us have been hurt the most.
Anyone who's successful has failed much more than you know.
Like, you look at somebody who's an unbelievable athlete, somebody who's an unbelievable entertainer, speaker, communicator, artist. They didn't just show up that way. They are being rewarded in public for what you practice in private consistently. We're all rewarded in public for the things that we consistently practice and refine in private. And so you see that person, you think they're a genius, but if you watch, they've been failing more than anybody else. They just failed more often, so they learn quicker.
Do the interior work required to get to a level where the negative opinions and the chattering voices of the cynics do not knock you off your ambition. They do not knock you off your vision. They do not deplete your game. You see, that's the interior capability and capacity that's required from someone who wants to really be a history maker. You have to be so strong in your own skin that when people dismiss your ideas or they don't understand it or they laugh at you, you simply keep on going.
See, there's a purpose in your pain. Sometimes you can go through life and you can wonder why. Why do I have to endure? Why did I have to go through this? Why was I shortchanged in the physical department? Why was I shortchanged in the financial? But then there was a hunger that was also placed there as well, in the belly of you, in the core of you.
The time is now. The time is now to express and for people to believe in themselves. The time is now for it to be okay to be great. People in this world shun people for being great.
There's something you want to do, and I believe that all of us were born with a purpose, that all of us have something that we are supposed to do, that all of us have some goodness within us, and that goodness gives us a responsibility to manifest our greatness. And when you know that, you can feel it in your guts, and you know that you're deliberately operating below your potential, you've gotten comfortable. You stop expanding, you stop stretching, you stop challenging yourself. Let me share something else with you. Not only is it possible for you to have your dream, but it's necessary.
But there is something beyond your doubt that is greater, and it's called faith. It's the faith that you can rebound from this. It's the faith that you can overcome it. It's the faith that you can change lives. You are that unique. There are experiences that you are going through that don't make sense now. But the day is going to come when you look back over your life. You look back over 10 years. You look back over 5 years, a year from now, and say, it was worth it all. Because the payoff that you're going to get from it is that you realize that the purpose in your pain was so that you can change.
Massive action is the cure-all. Massive action is the cure-all. If you're having a difficult time with something, your relationship isn't where you want it to be, your finances are not where you want to be, your body's not where you want to be, your business is not where you want to be, you need to take massive action. And if that doesn't work, try something else. If that doesn't work, try something else. Keep going with massive action and you will find the way, because it will give you momentum.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper. Distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.